Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman
in association with AIR
on News Talk.
And according to a new survey, men would rather remain single nowadays than have to deal with women's expectations and their desire to change them. So is this fueling a great relationship recession? I'm joined now by Alana Kirk, author and midlife coach. Good morning to you, Alana. Morning, is this Kira. Real? Are men actually going, do you know what? It's simply not worth it.
I think I love the term relationship recession because I do think there is, and it's you know, I work with a lot of women in midlife, so I'm post-divorce as well. But I think it's also happening to people in their 20s, 30s, where I think there's a communication problem really between the genders because all of our sort of clear-cut roles have changed and are shifting. Now, this is a great, good thing because, you know, we're coming out of sort of a patriarchal system, which was based on the idea that men did and women supported. And now we're moving into more equal society. But the rules haven't been written and everyone's trying to work it out as they go along. And I know that I don't think women are more demanding. I think that we haven't necessarily, when we're in a relationship, communicating well, what are those expectations up front?
Okay, so you're saying you, I'm not sure I agree with you that women aren't more demanding. I'm just thinking of my own friend group and the expectations that they put on their partners or their husbands around house cleaning and tidiness. And these are issues that women feel very focused on. You know, the cushions need to be a certain way that men don't have. But women expect the men to get on board with those things because it's what they want. Is there not a grain of truth in all of this?
There is. I mean, there's an expectations gap. We know there's a pay gap, there's a pension gap, and there's but there's an expectation gap. And I think it's because a lot of people don't understand that a relationship is like a business. But no business would survive if it didn't have regular reviews. You know, I went on a date a couple of years ago and the man sat down, or it was a few years ago, and he said, so I'm looking for somebody like 3 nights a week and maybe every other weekend because I go to football with my son. And at that point, I had 3 small kids and I saw them, you know, I had them, my ex-husband took them every Tuesday and every other weekend. And I was like, well, I'm not your girl because I don't have that space and time. But I really appreciated his honesty about what he was looking for in a relationship. And I just don't think people do that enough. I think whether you've got tidy cushions or not, I think that's a quirk in a relationship. But I think you've got to be clear what you want and what you're looking for. And, you know, I think we have moved away a lot of, depending how old you are, obviously I work with a lot of women in midlife. And the men that they're dating often grew up in a much more patriarchal system than they're living in, which means that a lot of the work that went into running a family and a home was unseen and unrecognised. So it is absolutely not that men are bad or not, you know, good enough and that women are too demanding. I just think there's a gap to the knowledge of what it takes to run a relationship.
An organisation
such as a home.
Okay, no, fair enough. We talked about this on the show about 2 weeks ago, the fact that women were saying, I don't want to have a relationship anymore. Having a boyfriend is practically an embarrassment to me, which was...
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
we're moving in a direction where men don't want women and women don't want men. And I don't know if we're talking ourselves into something that it seems quite strange to me. But is there an issue in terms of that women's expectations have changed and that our standards have gotten higher and what we're willing to put up with has changed? Is that a thing too?
I think it is. And part I think of this? For both of us as well. I think, you know, we grew up in a sort of system or an ideal. I mean, if you look at all of the kind of films and rom-coms and the Disney movies, women were sort of looking to be rescued. I don't think women want to be rescued anymore. They want to be partnered. And I think there has to be really good communication around what does partnering look like. So as a coach, I often work with women about the headline stuff. Do they change career? What do they do post-divorce? All that kind of stuff. But often we get into the nitty-gritty. What does that partner do? And I always talk about try to have, you know, conversation over conflict. And in order to have a conversation over a conflict, you've got to be really clear what you want and what you're asking for. And I think conflict comes when she's got into her head, well, if he said he was going to do the pickup, he has to do all of it. He has to liaise with the WhatsApp groups or know what time the school finishes or whatever it might be. Or if he's doing dinner, he doesn't go, what do you want? He has it made and organised, whatever. Whereas his idea is, well, I've done the job, but he hasn't actually done the thinking behind the job. I was on here last year talking to you about the gap that, you know, there's the practical work in a home and then there's the mental load.
So the cognitive workload is different.
Exactly.
But is there also a potential that men think women's expectations are different than they are, and they're saying, I don't want to take on some woman because she's going to want X, Y, and Z. Well, maybe some. I suppose these are such gross generalizations. Yeah. There may be some women who are very exacting, and then there are other women who are very relaxed. Yeah. I mean, are we all a bit prescriptive about what men are and about women are, and we're kind of locking them into these roles, and that's a bad thing too?
And I think everybody just needs to figure out early on what is it you're looking for in a relationship, and is this going to work with that person? And you know, it does go back to that sort of idea of communication and what do you want. And I do think it's really hard. I say I don't think men are bad and I don't think women are too demanding. We are really shifting from 20, 30 years ago when it was really clear what the roles are. I was actually in here last year again talking about that piece where the man was ordering his woman's meal at a restaurant and all of that stuff. That's a very outdated old way of traditional doing. And I think a lot of men are confused because they've also grown up in that. And I'm meant to be strong. And
so the ground has shifted.
The ground has really
shifted. So then lastly, the last question for you is, are we seeing a kind of a relationship recession? Are we seeing both sexes single? And maybe not wanting to be, but both of them single because they feel that, you know, never the twain shall meet.
Yeah, I think we are, because I think we're focusing on conflict, not conversation. We're able to have, say, this is what I want, this is what I'm looking for. Are you able to do that? Okay. And can we compromise? There's the other C word, compromise.
Oh, okay. The other C word. Thank you for that, Alana. That is Alana Kirk there, author and midlife coach. Let us know what you think out there. If you are out there dating at any age, what do you think? Is there an expectations gap? Or do people not know how to communicate or what the other half wants anymore? 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.